Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Praise God for today. This is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. I am your host, Elder Docs. Amen. The subject today is going to be your gifts or gift. And the theme is what you're going to do with your gift. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to bloom where we are planted and resist the temptation to compare ourselves to others. Help us see the ways you have uniquely given us to serve you and your kingdom. Heavenly Father, we thank you for making us just as we are. Forgive us for the ways we have compared ourselves and coveted the ability of others. We pray that starting today, tomorrow, and the future, we will see the opportunities in front of us to use our gifts and abilities. In Yeshua's name we pray, amen. I'm going to talk about your gift, how your gift looks good on you. Amen. Copy that. Copy Christ is what I'm trying to say. Your gifts that God has given you looks good on you. And we have to know how to use that special gift. In Peter 1, in 1 Peter 4 and 10, it says, As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another. We not only have gifts for ourselves, but our gifts is for us to share with others, for us to allow others to see what the gifts that we have. We want them to see the gifts that they have in them. For the Christians, you know, the true fulfillment in life can be summarized by a popular bumper sticker. We all seen that slogan, bloom where you're planted. Well, Peter said it this way. He said, as each one of has received a special gift, employed it in serving one another. And, amen. He said, your greatest fulfillment in life will come when you discover your unique gift and abilities and use them to edify others and glorify the Lord. That is so true. You know, we think that we have the abilities, we have this talent, we have this gift, and we think it's by our own might, but it's not. It's by the might of Jesus Christ. And we need to understand that. It's not by our might, it's by his might. All of the gifts and all the talents that we have, it's by his. Brother Dave made a statement to me one day. He said he loves helping people. Well, that's one of his gifts, is to serve. He loves helping people, especially veterans in particular. And he mentioned the part about Danny Thomas, how Danny Thomas started to say Jew Church for Kids. Now, you know, now look at one man's dream to serve humanity, and look how St. Jude Hospital has accommodated children all over the world with special problems of, and needs. And he made that statement, and that resonated in my spirit because he has that gift to serve. He had other gifts now, yeah, that we all notice, but he brought that out, and I thought that was something from the heart because he said that's he wants to serve. He wants to help others. Let me read a few scriptures for you. In 1 Peter 4:10, it says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracle of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everyone God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That's in 1 Peter 4:10. Anytime we express the talent and gift that God has given us, we have to give God the glory. Because when we take credit for something that's not ours, we are disrespecting our Father. Amen? We are disrespecting our Father. Romans 12:6 says, having gifts that's different according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith, if service and our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. Now, it's beautiful, which I'll touch on that a little later, about the gift. You have that gift for the acts of mercy. Those are individuals that will forgive quickly when something happens, and they don't find fault in other people as much. They just have that gift where it's okay. You know, it's going to get better. Amen? Copy Christ. In 1 Corinthians, it states, now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowered them in all, in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. Amen. We will have to copy Christ. In 1 Corinthians 12:1-31, it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uniform. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of service, but the same Lord. You might have numerous gifts, but it all comes from one person. And that's our Heavenly Father. Amen. Let's copy Christ. Ephesians 4:6 says, and he gave the apostle, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherd, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. That is so beautiful. For building up the body of Christ. Let me just go over that one more time. He said, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherd, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. We talk about the fivefold ministries that should be in the church. that should be part of the foundation of the church for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, in deceitful schemes, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head of our lives in Christ. Amen. Copy that. Ask yourself, what are the gifts? What are the spiritual gifts? How can you know if you have that particular gifts? You know, can others give you an indication of your gifts? What does the believers, what does the Christians do with these gifts in the church? Are some gifts more important than others? Are the gifts of healing still being accessed today by believers, by the Christians? Is the gift of miracles still existent in the church today? We know that each and every believer or Christian has been given by the indwelling of the Spirit of God the gifts of the Spirit. That's in Acts 2 and 38. In Acts chapter 12, in Acts chapter 8 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the external gifts of the Holy Spirit. It says that they were not gifts, that they have been developed by the human capacity. Therefore, the believers has absolutely no right to brag on these gifts. And that's what I was saying earlier. You know, you have a gift and you're bragging about it. You know, you're looking good, and you dress sharp. You have your business. You have your cars. You have your house, etc. However, those gifts all came from our Father. And you start bragging on something that really is not yours. It belongs to our Father. Amen. They were not gifts that they have been developed by our capacity, our human nature, but it was the gift of God. And if we exalt our gifts, we are taking credit for something that we have not earned. We have not earned it ourselves. That's like receiving a birthday gift, and you're taking credit for the gift. That's like inventing some type of apparatus, and you're taking credit for something you didn't invent. That's like creating a design, and you're taking credit for something you didn't create. You know, that's like saying how great thou art. You talk about how great I am. You taking the credit from God, who has bestowed these gifts upon you. Think about it. Your gifts will look good on you. You have gifts. You bring it out. God has instilled in each one of us a special gift. And we should take inventory within ourselves to find out, where are these gifts? How can we develop these gifts? Because it's there. And that's why for those of us that knows our gifts, we have to learn how to share those gifts. We have to learn how to birth the gifts out of others. Your gifts might look good on you, but it won't look good on me. Amen. Copy Christ. No Christians can say that they have no gifts of the Spirit from God. God has given all Christians gifts, all believers gifts. Some have several, but everyone has these gifts. These gifts. These gifts of the Spirit are given not for the believers, but for the body of Christ. It is making the body complete. Amen. That we have is making the body of Christ complete. And using it appropriately will edify the body of Christ. The gifts are intended for the church. And it is intended for the church to edify it, to strengthen it, to free it, to exhort it, to encourage it, and to have the body of Christ in power to do the work of Christ. These gifts are always to exalt Christ, to witness of God's power, to build up the body, and to work to enlarge the body of Christ by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with the lost. We have these gifts that God has given us. We must share these gifts with others so others can see the gift in us and we can compel them to come to Christ. Amen. Copy that. Copy Christ. You know, Isaiah speaks of seven different spiritual gifts. But we're going to really touch on in 1 Corinthians with Paul. Paul, I believe, is more comprehensive to me. I love the gifts that Paul talk about in 1 Corinthians. You know, it's we talk about gifts that the gifts of the Spirit is, for example, it says the gifts of mercy. We talk about the gifts of mercy before. Those people with that gifts, with those individuals with the gifts of mercy, they're quick to forgive, like I said before, and not judge others who have sinned. And others are not so quick to do so. They don't have the gift of mercy. You know, my mother-in-law, I believe, had the gift of mercy. She forgives everyone. I mean, no matter what, she seemed like she doesn't find fault in anyone. You know, you said something happened, Mom said, "Oh, baby, you know, let it, you know, it's gonna be all right. You know, it's you know, that person is gonna do better." You know, no matter what happened, she has the gift of mercy. A lot of people don't have that. Honestly, I don't exactly have that. But my mother-in-law does. Now, we cannot receive gifts we are not intended to receive, but we can desire certain gifts, indicating that we can receive gifts of the Spirit that may fulfill the desire of our hearts. We can have extra gifts that may desire, that have the desire of our hearts, but however, the fulfilling God's purpose, we can still fulfill his purpose if we use those gifts appropriately in the right manner. Amen. Copy Christ. It's ironic we talk about, Paul was telling the Corinthians church, and, you know, he was telling them about the gifts that he mentioned in Corinthians, and he was telling the believers, the Christians, that, you know, Paul wants them to make these gifts crystal clear. He wants to make it crystal clear to them, you know, so they will depend on the inspiring word of God to reveal them. You know, you want to ask God to reveal these special gifts that you have to you. I mean, go into your prayer closet. If you don't know what your gifts are, your gift is, go into your prayer closet. Get down on your knees and talk to the Lord. Ask him, you know, "Lord, I have a gift. What is it?" You know, let him reveal that to you, because we all have gifts. You know, I have three sisters that who receive piano lessons. You know, and all three had the same training, same time, and the only one sister excelled with that gift. Only one sister excelled with that gift that God bestowed upon her. I mean, Sister Rachel can play the piano and organ, and she played for over 50 years. She can read notes. She can play by ear. She can play organ with three or four keyboards on it. That's the gift that God has given her. and she can play it like a nightingale. She used that gift. She used that gifts, her gifts, to share with others, to edify the church, to edify individuals, to birth out the gifts that they had in them that they saw in her. I mean, she played all over. I mean, just watching her play, you can see the God in her. You can see the anointing. I mean, she played and she utilized that gift, and she wasn't selfish with it. She shared those gifts. She shared. Amen. We have to copy Christ. We have to do what God has bestowed upon us. And he is telling us that we have gifts, no matter what it is. We all have gifts. You don't have to be educated to have a gift. You don't have to be an engineer to have a gift. We all have gifts. We just have to know what gifts that is within us, and we have to just birth it out. I mean, we have to know that carrying those gifts for 29 years, we have to know now it's time to birth those gifts out. Amen? Copy Christ. You know, it's so ironic that we're talking about the gift. You know, I thought about Solomon, which he has the gift of wisdom, you know, and Paul mentioned wisdom was the first gift that he mentioned, which is the foundation he felt to the church. He felt that the Christians that have the gift of wisdom can earnestly desire it if they want it, ask for it. And wisdom is clearly taught in the Word of God. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precept have good understanding. This is the precious gift that Solomon asked. Solomon didn't ask for gold and silver and rubies and land or whatever. God knows that Solomon came to him with humility, with a humble heart, and he asks for wisdom, wisdom to govern the nation, wisdom to make difficult decisions, wisdom to stand up. Solomon asks for wisdom. And we know that fearing the Lord is having wisdom. And fearing the Lord, for your understanding, is simply giving God reverence and respect. It's in telling, loving his word and being obedient to what it says. There is no wisdom in disobedience. Let me say that again. There is no wisdom in being disobedient. Amen. Copy Christ. Please do. You know, God is, you know, is telling us that part of wisdom is loving your neighbors, loving the members of the church. It's many feelings that's within us. It's that supreme importance. It's that member that we have, or being part of, being the body of Christ. So if we can love our neighbors, if we can greatly contribute to the church and those outside of the church, this love is another way of showing the unbelievers and attracting them to Christ. Because if they can see Christ in us, if they can see the gifts that God is giving us, we don't have to go far into the highways and byways and compel them. If they can see it as we walk, they will follow. Amen. I'm going to just take a little break and we're going to play a song for you. And just listen to the song, because your gifts look good on you.
You are born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
that grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven
said. Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world,
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were
designed
to make you sit down on your
gift. Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it,
looking good.
The gift, it looks good on you.
I say your gift,
it looks good.
Yeah.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Work your grace,
it looks good on you.
My gift works for me.
The gift, it looks good.
Yeah.
And you wear it well.
And you're wearing your gift well.
God has
graced you.
And you wear it.
All right, close it up now. You wear it.
You wear it well. You wear it well.
God has graced you. Works for you.
It looks good.
Tell somebody, just be you.
The gift, it looks good on you.
Uh-huh.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better
the
you than you.
Good.
And you wear.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you. And
come on, let's take it up. Y'all wearing alto wear.
It looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
With attitude.
It looks good on you. It looks good on you.
Yeah. You have gifts. You have the gifts inside of you. And you need to wear it. You need to dig inside and find out what it is that your gift that the gift that you have. And you can wear it well. Wear your gifts. You know, show the unbelievers what God has done for you. Wear your gift. I can't wear your gift. Your sister can't wear your gift. Your parents can't wear your gift. You can only wear your gift. And when you wear your gift, you wear your gifts well. Like, you know, you carry, like people say, you know, that person really, he's wearing that suit or she's wearing that dress. They can wear that dress. But if you put that dress, you put that suit on, it doesn't work for you because it's not for you. Your gift looks good on you. I mean, you look good. You can look good with your gift. And wear it. Now, we know so many people with great gifts. You know, gifts of cooking. You know, evangelist Hannah can cook. That's her gift. I mean, I don't care what she does, but she can cook. Everyone has a gift. You know, Minister Phillips has a gift of art. He can draw, and that's his gift. I mean, he can draw anything. He has a gift among other gifts, but that's one special gift. And when he wear that gift, he wear that gift well. Utilize the gift that God has given you, because when you utilize that gift, it's like wearing a big bulb, light bulb on your head. It shines, it's lit up, and people can see you. And they say, my goodness, that person is wearing his or her gift. And they're wearing it well. Amen. Copy Christ. You know, the gift of knowledge is another good gift that we have. You know, some people remember scriptures. You know, the knowledge of God and his ways. You know, they seem to be able to quickly distinguish which is a biblical and which is not. And they can. Some translation says it is not the word of knowledge, while others say that it is the utterance of knowledge. The word is most certainly the word of God of knowledge, could indicate that those with the gift of knowledge know when to speak particular words and when not to, and what words to speak with. Both words seem to fulfill what true knowledge is. You know, the individual with these gifts make excellent teachers, deacons, elder, pastor, counselor, you know, social workers, trainers, and coaches. These people have that gift. Amen. Copy that. The gift of faith. The gift of faith. Oh, Paul mentioned it, the gift of faith. And he said, those with the gift are truly amazing in how they see things. And that is so true. You know, people with faith see things differently. They tend to exude confidence in all situations. You know, for example, you know, a church deacon, you know, might say that our church growth and is growing more, and we will need more Sunday school books. And then you'll find another deacon might say, if we grow, we will need additional books. You know, that's telling you that you got one is walking by sight and one is walking by faith. And here's one saying that if we grow, he's walking by sight. And the one that said that we are growing and we're going to need more books. So he's walking by faith. So the gift of faith is something that a lot of us have. You know, all believers should have that gift of faith. God, I mean, that's like saying that God will provide. And you have some individual might say, oh, man, you know, we need this for the church. We need that for the church. We need this for the house or that for the house. We need to get this fixed. But there's no money in the bank. Our bank account is depleted. But the one that said, you know, we're going to get it fixed and there's no problem, you know, that person, you know, is more like God. He sees things that aren't there, but he knows that it's already done. It's already done. Amen. Copy Christ. We have gifts, and we need to use our gifts. And we need to understand that there's so many gifts that we have, and that we have to practice or find out where it's at. There's tons of gifts that we have as an individual, and we need to be able to have the gift to focus on it. You know, we need to have the gift to make friends, the gifts to make friends. The Bible says, you know, to be friendly, you must show yourself friendly. You know, you might have the gift to spot new trends. You know, you might have the gift for accounting, you might have the gift of art, you might have the gift of bookkeeping, you might have the gift to communicate skills, you might have the gift of computers. We have gifts. We might be good with our hands and have the gift of being a mechanic. We all have gifts. We have to utilize it. We don't have excuses. You know, I see all these graffitis on the walls, on side of buildings, on side of trains. I mean, these individuals have the gift of art, but yet they're not exercising their energies and directing it in the proper way. I mean, these are talented individuals that can climb 100 feet and put all kinds of murals and all kinds of graffitis on the side of buildings, but yet we have no one to direct them, to show them, hey, take that talent of yours. Take that gift and let's harness it and put it where it should be, because that gift can help others. That's why with the gifts that we have, as we walk around, we need to take that gift and share it with other individuals. I mean, if we could just, you know, encourage someone, we see someone that we see that is doing something that with his hands or articulating something from a book, or we need to encourage that person. Hey, you know, you should write this, or you should draw this, you should make this. If you are an inventor, you're putting things together, tinkering with toys, and tinkering with mechanisms. We should take those individuals and encourage them and try to enhance them. Hey, you got something that others need. You got something that God has given you. So why stand on the street corner and turn a bottle up? That same man that stand on the street corner can drop a transmission from the bottom of your vehicle in 10 minutes. He has talent, but he's not using it. He's not directing it. We can go into a den house and shoot up and do all this. But that same individual can strip a house as well as build a house. But yet he's not generating that talent in the right way. I mean, we have gifts of creativity. We got creative individuals. But if we can help them to share their gifts, if we can help them to harness their gift and do something constructive with it, we can do well. Amen. Copy Christ. I mean, we have great individuals. God knows. And it's the body of Christ. We are part of the body of Christ. We are the congregants in the church. And we can take our gifts and showboat our gifts in a godly way to help others on the outside, to serve others. We will be doing justice to God because God gave it to us. Now we need to share it with others. Amen. We need to share with others. I'm just going to touch on a few more, and then we talk about the gift of prophecy. It's just the gift of prophecy is so unique that you have to be there to see it. You know, some people think prophecy doesn't exist anymore, but the gift of prophecy, it has several interpretations. It is clear that the church at Corinthians, the prophecy is a gift of teaching, you know, and speaking. The literal translation here is that it is public speaking forth the word of God. This gift is associated with those who are teachers or pastors or apostles and prophets. You know, it's someone in the church, you know, that has the ability to do this. It is unique to experience someone that's a prophet. I mean, because we know that the future, that no one knows the future except God. But however, when God gives a prophet a word, he gives the prophet a word in part. And so I can tell you many examples, but here's one example of a pastor that we know that's in Illinois. And he runs every day. He's in good shape. I mean, he runs every day, and he used to be a youth counselor. He runs every day, and he came to one of our conferences one day, and Pastor Teresa walked up to him one day and told him, God told me to give you a word, told me to tell you to go to the doctor and be checked out. And he said, well, you know, I've been to the doctor already. I've gone. I just, you know, I run 20 miles a day and yada, yada, yada. And she said, well, I'm just giving you the word that the Lord has told me to tell you to go see a doctor. Well, be it as it may, this pastor went to the doctor a week or two later after the conference, And he called up and he told us that that he was having, the doctor told him there was something wrong with his heart. Amen. So we have to copy Christ. So, you know, it's unbelievable. And you will probably hear this pastor speak one day soon on the internet radio here. But I'm just telling you that when a prophet speaks, you know, and he or she only speaks in part, don't take those words lightly. You know that it's from God, because you try the Spirit by the Spirit. And you know when it's from God because you can feel it. You know, as they say, you can feel it. It's shut up in your bones. Amen. I mean, God is good. God is good. There's a few other spirits and healing, but I'm going to say that for another day. Because I know that our God is an awesome God. Our God is all-knowing, is omnipotent, omnipresent. And what he's given us, what he knows about us, we need to dig deep into our spiritual soul and find out what we need to know about ourselves. We need to know who we are in Christ and where we anchor. Because if we are anchored in our Lord Jesus Christ, we will know our gifts. And we need to know our gifts. We need to share the gifts. We need to present our gifts to others. Because your gifts is a testimony. Your gift can help others. Amen. You need to copy Christ. So I'm asking that my listening audience here, that if we have someone that's listening that needs to know the Lord, you know, it's and needs salvation, you know, you can just say these few words. You say, "Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Please forgive me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now help me to live for you the rest of this life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen." Now, if you declare this with your mouth, that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess faith and are saved. That's Romans 9 and 10. So if you just pray a sincere prayer of faith and you're wondering what to do next as a new Christian, just find a church-based home and get involved. Amen. Amen. Copy Christ. I'm going to close with the prayer. Amen. Jesus is so real. Your gifts look good on you. You have to know this. Be proud of your gifts. No matter how big or no matter how small, our God is an awesome God. Amen. Copy that. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending the Lord Jesus to live and die for us. And thank you for bringing us into your family, because we have trusted Jesus as our Savior. Heavenly Father, thank you that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and that you have sent him to indwell our hearts and to lead and guide us into all truth. I pray that you will take our lives and use every part of us to your praise and glory. Father, we know that the Bible tells us that we all receive a gift from you, a spiritual gift, and we understand that this is very special and different from our own natural gift and our own natural talents or our own acquired ability, because it's not by our might, it's your might, dear Lord. Lord, we don't really know what is the difference between the true spiritual gift given to us by the Holy Spirit when we were born from above, and what our own natural talents and abilities are. Father God, we ask you, Lord, we pray that you would use all we have, our abilities and our talent, as well as the spiritual gifts or gifts that you, in your grace, have seen fit to bestow on us. But we also pray that you will open our understanding, our eyes of understanding, our ears of understanding, to the special spiritual gift that you have bestowed on us by your grace. Oh, Father, Heavenly Father, show us, we pray, what is the special spiritual gift that you have given us to use to the benefit of the body of Christ. And we ask that you would make it truly known, tossed and that we will be able to use it to encourage and edify our brothers and sisters in Christ to your praise and glory. In your sure name we pray. Amen. That is so true. We need to take these gifts we have, amen, and edify it to the body of Christ. Not only edify it within the four walls of the church, we need to step outside those doors and encourage others. Use your gifts. You know, you're playing, you have these street artists. Use your gifts. Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn this over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa.
Amen. Praise God. You know, God is an awesome God. There is nothing too hard for God. God has, as I agree with heaven today, that God have given so many gifts, the gift of administration. There's so many gifts that are not being used as we sit in the church and we sit on our gifts because we don't understand or know when to move or when to manifest or when to allow the activation to take its course, because our days are numbered and our life is short, and God has appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So as our days are here on the earth, it is God's will that we manifest. It is his will that we operate, that we complete our destiny, that we complete our course. So I encourage everyone that is on the line, if you have those gifts that you know that you have, don't sit on them, because those gifts are not for you. They are for someone else. There's someone soul connected to your obedience. Amen. The gift of counsel, whatever it may be, we're going to pray that they manifest in your life. We're going to agree with heaven that God use you like never before, and that you're free to flow. That if anyone told you you can't, I want you to depend on God, because you can. Yes, you can. Amen. Glory to God. I am excited and delighted. Thank you, Elder, for an awesome teaching. Thank you for allowing God to use you. And I just give God honor and glory for your life and everyone that is on this line. It has been a blessing to listen and just to be still in the part of the living, just to be here and in good health. And as my soul is prospering, God said he wished above all things that we would prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. So I want to encourage you to take time out and write down some of the gifts that you know you have. And then get the heart of God so that you can go forth in operation of those gifts that God have given you. Because the Bible says, as Elder was talking, the gift of prophecy. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:9, to pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. And then the Bible says, especially that you may prophesy. This gift is a blessing to the church and should not be quenched or despised. Amen. A lot of times people are afraid of prophecy, but the Bible tells us to desire the gift of prophecy. so that we can speak the heart of God. Amen. And I'm not going to preach or teach behind elder, but again, I just want to encourage you. Claim your destiny. Operate in your giftings. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter. Start from this day. Dance your way all the way to heaven. Sing your way all the way to glory. Pray your way all the way in. Close every portal that's not like God and operate. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to just encourage everyone, if you like what we're doing, we're here blessed to be a blessing. And we always say salvation is free, but ministry costs. So if you like what we're doing, I want to encourage you to go to giveafi.com. Type in Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, and you can sow into the ministry. You are sowing into good seed, good ground, where we sow into others. We're doing kingdom building, kingdom work, where we're building up people to operate in their purpose. Amen. Amen. And I'm not going to prolong the time, but I want to, again, thank everyone for listening and calling in. And we're so grateful that you are staying safe and you're staying protected and you are using the wisdom of God and protecting your loved ones that are in your household, that you're staying put. You're standing still to see the salvation of the Lord. In closing, I want to release a prayer over the people of God. And I want you to understand that praying in your heavenly language is a gift. Amen. It is a gift from God. Everyone don't have the gift, but Paul said, desire them all. So we want to release you with this blessing. And please stay with us. And we'll be here tomorrow, same time, same place. We're here 5 days a week at 5 o'clock with different teachers, different preachers, apostles and pastors and evangelists. We are broadening our horizon so that you may be blessed. Amen. Well, God bless you. And I'm going to release this prayer over everyone that's on the line.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're going to do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nissi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus, God. We just clear the land in the name of Jesus, God. But we don't want anything to block our prayers, God. So therefore, we come repenting for all of our sins, God. We pray that you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight, God. That you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. That you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rekaya shea, brakoya la riataya saya reke, rababaya shea la riataya saya. Jesus, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus, God. We want to live upright and holy before you, God. We want to live a life pleasing unto you, God. So therefore, we submit unto you, Lord Jesus. We submit our lives unto you, God. We submit our bodies unto you, God. But that's the temple of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Rekaya soya riataya. Rababaya soya riataya soya. Purge us with hyssop, God. And make us white as snow, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rakaya Sayriandaya, Rakoya Babasaya, baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Burn away the drug, God. Burn away everything that's not like you, God. Burn away the old bad motives, God. Burn away everything that would be contrary to you in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold. We come against everything that comes against our mind, everything that comes against the knowledge of Christ. We pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. Eh, Rakaya. So, ringera, ria, toya, sire, ria, toya.
Father, I pray this blessing on all that's on the line. And Lord God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would give them prayer time, Lord God, that you would give them quiet time, Lord God, that they would seek your face, Lord God, and they will find you. You said, early shall I seek you, and I'll find you. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord God, that they are covered with the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. God, let everything they do be prosperous, Lord God. Everything they put their hands to do, Lord God, let it be successful. I pray over their family, Lord God, and I thank you for what you're doing. In the mighty master's name of Jesus, go in God's speed and have a wonderful, supernatural, blessed rest of the evening. God bless everyone, and we say good evening to you.